Joe's here.
Joe, three touchdowns, final 628,
yep.
And the winning score came out of 68-yard pick six. So these guys can put points on the board.
Yeah, they sure can. They scored over 50 in their first game against SMU, and they like to throw it around. They average, you know, some around almost 290 yards passing per game. So you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a wide-open attack, and it'll be a lot different approach than what Vanderbilt's seen in the first two games. Miami was supposed to throw it all over the place, but, you know, Vanderbilt did a really good job of getting a lot of pressure on Radebaugh, and they really never got going. This will be a much different challenge, and Rice is 2-0 and playing for a little respect, too. So I'm kind of like you, though. I was kind of hoping Vanderbilt would be about a 7- or 8-point underdog again.
Joe, our eyes were not deceiving us. That was Vandy, who got votes in each of the polls this week. So you wonder, win over Rice, maybe they're in the top 25.
Yeah, I hope that you know, takes a little while to get there, to be honest. I think the guys are, you know, have been doing a great job of focusing, and now, you know, we're going to deal with that hurdle that they've had to deal with so many other times before, come off of a big win, you know, and everybody patting you on the back and talking about how good you are. Well, now you've got to focus on a team that you're supposedly better than, at least, you know, statistically, and see if you can handle another home game like that. So that's going to be their next challenge.
Joe, what about the injury to Daron Speed? Saw this morning it was a broken leg for him. What are they talking about? Is it a season ender for him?
I haven't gotten that confirmed yet. I will know. I'll meet with Bobby here in another probably 30, 45 minutes or so and probably find out a little more. But, you know, that's the one thing that's lurking out there on this season. You've got so many really good things happening right now, but, boy, the injuries are just beginning to pile up. And, you know, you still wonder, when are you going to get a George Smith back? And you know they're not wanting to bring him back too soon for the risk of re-injuring, and then you lose him for the season. But the injuries are really starting to mount up, and that, you know, if something can derail a season, that can certainly do it. So I know there's a lot of concern. I would imagine it's probably going to even force maybe a little bit of a modification of how they practice. You know, you just got to be even more careful now, because you just can't afford to lose anybody else.
Joe, just looking back on the South Carolina game, one thing that you really like to see there that will serve them well, hopefully, over the rest of the season was that young offensive line played its best in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
And, you know, one thing that we can safely say that has been endemic about Vanderbilt teams in the 22 years I've been here, they haven't been the greatest closers all the time. And maybe this is the team that might have one of the better closing mentalities.
Well, you know, they've certainly shown a good indication of that the first two times out. I think you have to be very impressed with that. Certainly that fourth quarter against South Carolina. When, you know, I think one of the biggest drives, and Kevin, we were even talking about it after the game, you know, to need a couple of first downs to run the clock out and be able to do it running the football, I think it was very impressive, you know, that they were able to, you know, just hand it off to Jared Hawkins several times and just let him find that little hole that they made for him and keep the clock running. That's what a great quality to have, to not have to give the ball back in that situation. And I just like the fact, and I think we talked about it Friday, I thought that the coaching staff did a tremendous job of adjusting at halftime. I think they clearly made some changes that were beneficial after seeing what was going on out there. And I think they deserve a lot of credit for that win because of the changes they made.
Joe, coach's show tonight at Yogi's Place.
We will be there, the Commodore Grill, 6:30 to 7:30. Looking forward to it.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.